We went in Lowe's today, as we usually go. It's like our second home. And one of the managers came up to us. He says, "Man, I got to talk to you." I said, "What's up?" He goes, "My mother is a true believer. She seeks the Lord every morning and every night. And he speaks to her." I said, "Yeah, okay." And he said, "And he told her to get ready because the rapture is going to happen soon." I'm telling you, this guy was shaking. I said, "Well, you need to get ready then, bro. You need to clean up house. Get in divine order." "Well, man, you need to." So he wanted to know what was what. I gave him the website and all the stuff, and he wanted to know our address and this and that. Because I go in there, we go in there all the time, you know. And we get to witness the people. We hand out shirts and booklets and whatever as God leads. And so anyways, they know us quite well. But I thought it quite amazing. I'm like, you know what, this is no coincidence. Because God is speaking to everybody if they're hearing. Time is running out. Now, I'm not saying the rapture is going to start this week or whatever. I mean, who could? We know prophetically times of things that are happening. We are in the times of the rapture. We are the generation of the return of the Lord. There's no doubt about it. But there are still certain events that got to happen. Certain things, because God's not going to remove his body, amen, and leave everybody stranded. We're still here to restrain the evil. That's why we're still here. But once we're removed from here, evil's, there's nothing restraining them no more, amen. So the anointing of the body of Christ is restraining the evil right now. And while we're restraining the evil, because it says as we restrain the evil, and we get revelation, we keep our restraints on against our own flesh. Remember, we talked last week that there's two selves. The self of flesh, amen, and the self of the Lord. That's why you must be born again, so that the new self comes. That's a new creation. It's the self of the Lord. And so in this, we are in a transition of all kinds of things happening and manifesting globally. I mean, you can't miss it. If you miss it, if you don't see what's happening, you're in danger. I mean, you're really not only outer court, you're outer limits. So in this time, there's something that the Lord brought to my attention in this. He said, you know, people don't realize about the Antichrist and what's going on. And, you know, they're still looking at people fighting people, not realizing that demonic forces influencing humanity to fight one another and kill one another. So that comes along with religions, doesn't it? I mean, there's all kinds of religions, but behind every religion without Christ, it's Antichrist. Bottom line, it's Antichrist. Anything that's promoting any kind of a belief system, even Scientology and all this other stupid stuff that's out there, they proclaim to be Christians, but it's science Christians. Give me a break. And then you got all these other goofies that are out there proclaiming to be Christians, and they're depending on the day. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. But it means the day of rest. We don't serve the day, we serve the Lord. Amen? So there's all kinds of religions out there, how people dress, whatever, you know. I mean, I've been in places where there's women on roofs banging down nails on roofs to repair the roofs, and they're in dresses. Give me a break. Put a pair of jeans on. You know, I mean, it's just all of this is about religion, which is bondage. Jesus came to remove the religious bondage and to open the eyes where people can see. That's what the anointing does. It breaks the yoke. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which removes the scales, or what we call veils. Matthew 24, please. Verse 3. I know we've heard this multiple times. You're going to hear it until you leave. I meant the earth. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one does what? Deceives you." That no one does what? Deceives you. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is what? Fear. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, or I am the Messiah. You know, many belief systems say that they have the Messiah. And will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing wars and rumors of wars? Now, in fact, we're seeing them, aren't we? They're all proclaiming World War III. World War III ain't going to happen until you and I leave. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Is this happening? Yes. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you or attempt to kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Wait a minute, Christians are going to be hated by all nations? That means that these are going to be nations that are involved in a religion that hates Christianity. Amen? Ooh. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. In other words, they'll begin to join the other religions. And the falling away will continue in a great way. That many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Are there many false prophets now? I'm not talking about Christian prophets. I mean, there's enough of them. I'm talking about all other religion prophets proclaiming that they know the truth. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. That means they're going to become connected with hardened-hearted belief systems. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. In this gospel, the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Wow, warning of great deception, killing those who refuse to accept the religious belief system. There's one major religion that I know of that has 2 billion followers. And if you refuse to accept their belief system, they kill you. They'll behead you. And their God, they call, or deity, is Allah. And they practice Islam and Muslim. Aren't you crazy to say that? No, I'm not. I'm telling the stinking truth. Amen? So you're going to find all of these nations that are right. Why? What's happening? I mean, think about all of these Arabs and all of this stuff. They're all billionaire trillionaires and gazillionaires. But they worship a false deity. They wear all these gowns pretending that they're gods and goddesses. And multiple wives. And all these gowns underneath, they're wearing Victoria's Secret stuff, you know. I mean, it's a bunch of crap. Then they gather together in Mecca around the Kaaba, and they worship this square rock. I mean, think about this. It's all evil. It's false religions, doctrines of demons, having a form of godliness, but denying the true power of Jesus Christ. And he says, from such, turn away. Amen? Now think about all of the stuff that we've had to go through. We had a Muslim president for two terms, and caused nothing but chaos, promoted abortion, mocked the gospel. It's amazing how many people are still supporting and promoting Obamaites when they're antichrist and they don't get it. I hope every Muslim in the world hears this message tonight, because God doesn't want anyone to perish. Amen? Did you ever wonder why, you know, this, and I was born in Catholicism. I was brought up in bondage of Catholicism, and I could never understand why they wore black. I mean, they got a dress code of black. So there were only these things black, which is darkness. You know, if you look in the Old Testament, it wasn't about wearing black. They wore purple, royal, blue, so forth. They were known as priests and so forth. They didn't wear black. Now you see all these Muslims with black and veils and everything else. And you see these priests and other religions that are blacked out. Literally. They wear Gothic. Think about it. And we believed them when we were younger. But we were deceived. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Now, this is powerful. This is not only talking about the church, but it's talking about humanity. See, things even from the Old Testament, from the time of Abraham. Abraham had two children. Amen? So we know that we're in the last days, many antichrist religions that reject Jesus. Amen? They're going to be coming out. Now let's go a little bit further here. Hallelujah. Verse 20, but you have a what? An anointing. The eternal presence and power and truth of God Almighty. From the Holy One, and you know all things. Woohoo! Why? Because we're connected to the voice of God, and we know all things. Not that we're smarter. You don't have to be smart to know things. Amen? I think there's a lot of smart people I know that don't know stinking nothing. I got a smartphone that's as dumb as can be. I have relatives that are very smart, and they're stupid. Because they don't know the truth. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one? He is an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. So that's what you need to do is ask him, do you believe Jesus is the Christ? Oh, I believe he's maybe a prophet or... No, do you believe he's the Christ? Well, no, I really don't. Well, then you're Antichrist. It's that simple. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Again, if they do not believe that Jesus is the Christ, because that means Messiah, then they're Antichrist. That's the simple thing. You don't have to ask him, do you believe he came and put on the flesh, in the flesh? You don't have to go that far. Just ask him, do you believe Jesus is the Christ? You know why? Because they'll lie anyways. Hello? We are in the last hours. We're in the last days. We're in the last moments. Again, the second largest religion in the world is Muslim, Islamic. And their offshoots are of like Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Taliban, you know, and all the other, they worship false deity. And they are violent. They hate. They're murderers and rapists. Does everybody understand that? This is, but it isn't them, it's the demons that are in them, whether inherited or open themselves to it. Remember, the Lord said, don't get rid of all the idols. He said, they don't speak. And they're not listening. The only ones that's listening is demons. And it's an open door to the demonic influence when we begin to worship idols. Amen? If they don't believe Jesus is the Christ, they're what? Antichrist, bottom line. Genesis 16 and verse 1. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. Now, I want you to understand something about Hagar. She is the descendant of Ham. All right? Now, Ham, one of the Noah's sons, married a Nephilim. Come on, get this. And if you look down Ham's lineage, they're all Hittites and Ikeites and whatever. They're all part of the Nephilim race. Remember, God killed them all, but then how did they get through? Because Ham married one. Hello? And produced offspring. So Sarah said to Abram, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from being with child, bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain child by her." And Abram heeded the voice of his wife, Sarah. I know somebody else that did that too. His name was Adam. Look what happened. Then Sarah, nothing against women, okay? I'm just saying. Then Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. His wife gave her to be his wife. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. So he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. In other words, Sarah didn't like it. But she's the one that did it, approved it, promoted it. Then Sarah said to Abram, "My wrong be upon you." Nice. "I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between you and me." So Abram said to Sarah, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please." And when Sarah dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. Now an angel of the Lord found her by the spring of the water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said to her, "Hagar, Sarah's maid, where you come from and where are you going?" And she said, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarah." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. He shall be a what? Wild man." That's called cursed. He shall be against every man. That means cursed. And every man's hand against him. That means cursed. And he shall dwell in the presence of all of his brethren. In other words, he won't go beyond his brotherhood. Does everybody get it? Is everybody okay? This is the Ishmael, born rebellious. He was born out of rebellion, wasn't he? He was born out of anxiousness and out of God's time. And he was born with a curse, and he was born with blessing. But the curse was going to stay forever. But they would be blessed and multiplied and become wealthy. So you got a cursed lineage of individuals. They're cursed, but they're multiplying and wealthy. But they're still cursed. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Genesis 17. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 99 years old?" He must have been taken Viagra. "And shall Sarah, who is 99 years old, bear a child?" And Abram said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. And he shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year. Now think about that. So there's a difference between covenant and no covenant. You're either, if you're not in covenant, you're cursed. Oh, if people could understand what's going on. Hallelujah. Covenant. Now, in 622, it was the beginning of Muslim religion, and Muhammad attracted many followers in Mecca, that place where they, you know, where they have that cube. And they embraced Islam. He was the first act he did was to clean out all the hundreds of idols that used to be established around this cube. They'd come in and worship all of these idols around this cube, the Kaaba. And around the Kaaba, the cube, they worshipped. And so he finally cleaned it out. He removed all of them because they were sacrificing to these idols. And then what he did is he rededicated the shrine, the Kaaba, the shrine. So when you get a cursed item, to Allah. So he rededicated a cursed item to a false deity. Again, they have 2 billion followers. In the book of Allah, what they call the Quran, in the third chapter, in 54th verse, Allah is called the best of deceivers. It's written. He is the best of deceivers. And chapter 7 and verse 99, it says, no one feels safe from Allah's deception except those that shall perish. And chapter 8 and verse 30, it says, when unbelievers plotted deception against Allah, Allah plotted deception. Allah is the best deceiver. He's the what? I never heard them call Jesus a deceiver. It's not even, he's not a deceiver. He's the truth. He bears truth. He even came here and said, I bear truth. That's all he said, I bear truth. Allah is the best of deceivers. Man, Dubai, if you've ever gone to Dubai and seen it, it's a phenomenal place. It's worth gazillions of dollars. Even the police drive $250,000 police cars. But they're cursed. What good is it to have all the things in the world and lose your soul? So as you go through, as we're going through the time before we get out of here, there'll be tribulations and so forth and trials and challenges. Amen? But don't lose heart. You're blessed. Some of the, even, believe me, it's not about how much you have, it's who you know. You know, we're building our treasures in heaven. Not only here, because the Lord said, you know, he told him, he said, you the follow, give up everything. Not only you'll build your treasures in heaven, but you'll build them here too. But never let money be the dictate of everything you do. Don't let money dictate your choices. Well, you know, I don't have enough money for that. Forget it. You're allowing money to dictate your choice. If God said to do it, you do it. And then he'll provide it. See, but people are still relying on themselves. And blesses the individual to trust the Lord, but curses the individual to trust himself. Come on, do you get it? Oh, glory. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. Hallelujah. And the angel of the church in Samaria, write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich. Come on. I know your tribulations, everything that you're going through, and your poverty. I know what you're lacking, but you're rich. Hallelujah. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, think about this. Now, here we have the Islamic nations and so forth that are, you know, they're worshiping Allah. But then you have those that are worshiping themselves. Think of all the wealthy, the Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, all of these wealthy Jewish families that control most of the money. Trillions and trillions. Some of these families are worth $2 and $3 trillion. But they proclaim to be Jews, but they're not in the eyes of God. Amen? But they are from the synagogue of Satan. Why? No covenant. No covenant. Well, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison. The devil is. The devil is. January 6th, the devil threw many people in prison. The devil's still throwing people in prison. But they're blessed. That you may be tested and you will have tribulation 10 days. I really believe right now we're in a transition of the 7 days from January 14th to the 21st is a transitional 7 day. Because, see, in the calendar, there's multiple calendars that intertwine with one another. And the one calendar that is usually dedicated, besides the Hebrew calendar, January 14th was the first year, first day of the year. Amen? We talked about this last week. So anyways, in this we know that right now there's such great tribulations everywhere that the world's being shaken and quaking. And when that guy came up to us in Lowe's, man, I said, this guy's world's being shaken, man. Obviously, he needs to clean some stuff up. And that's what God's trying to do, clean up everything. Behind those false prophets and religions is Satan's demonic influence of deception. But see, the Bible says that those, be careful, because the love of money is the root of all evil. See, so they control everything by money. They control lives by money. They control this country by money, even though they're printing it off like candy. There's nothing back in it. But that's going to collapse. Now you have what they call the BRICS nations. These are called the sons of Goliath. And that's, you got Russia and China and many of the other nations. And they're coming, more and more are joining. There's going to be about 60-something nations joining them. Where they're going to back things by money. They're going to have a currency. Now each country will have a different currency, but the value will be the same. Because they'll be backed by their resources, their gold, their silver, their oil, whatever it may be. Their minerals. And so many times, all of these big corporations that are multi-trillion dollar owned, they've gone to these other countries and put them in slavery and taken all of their resources for their own good. Now they're throwing them out. Africa just threw out a bunch of corporations saying, you're no longer taking our gold anymore. And some of the military operations are overthrowing their governments because they're cooperating with them. That's what needs to happen here. They need to bury Obama and Biden. I think God's going to do that. You remember Joan Rivers? They killed her. You know why? Because she exposed Obama's wife as Michael. Because, see, Obama's homosexual. And his wife is transgender. And they adopted those two children. So when she exposed it, she went in for a simple surgery. She didn't come out. They killed her. And he's not even a U.S. citizen. He was born in Kenya. Trump tried to prove that, but they all, he tried to expose it, but, you know. But everything's going to come to the surface. Nobody escapes. Amen? Nobody escapes. We didn't escape. John 8, let's start at verse 37. Jesus said, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Think about that. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. Ooh. And they answered Jesus and said to him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand my words or my speech? Because you're not able to listen to me or hear my words. You are of your father, the devil. Boy, that must have freaked them out. Because they were all dressed up. You know, they belonged to the Sanhedrin Club. There was a health club, you know, spas and everything. They got the front seats of everywhere. Because they wore the tassels and all the other stuff. He said, you are your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a what? Murderer from the beginning. And does not stand in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. He speaks a lie. He speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. Well, we just heard about somebody that was boasting of the best deceiver. Allah. Antichrist. See, the Antichrist will come out of Islam. He'll be a Muslim. He'll have a form of godliness. He'll be very wealthy. He'll know all sorts of tradings and whatever. Why? He's going to step in when the economies are really disastrous. He's going to pretend like he's going to save the world and bring peace to wars and get a seven-year peace. See, that seven-year peace treaty is a big key. Because when he signs the seven-year peace treaty, 3.5 years later, he breaks it. That's when we go home. Hallelujah. You are the father, the devil, and he's a liar and a deceiver. Jesus hates sin. Amen? He hates sin. And if they're practicing sin, they're not of him. If you're not practicing righteousness, you're not of God. Doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Amen? Doesn't mean you won't be doing something stupid and regret it. But you'll repent because you're a covenant child. We're not perfect in us. We're perfect in him. Thank God he sees me that way. Because we sure don't see ourselves that way. Amen. The mirror's got another voice. And there ain't no wishes in it either. Maybe witches, but not wishes. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. He said, but there are also false prophets among the people. Even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Man, you've been seeing some of these, even some of these comedians that are mocking God, they're falling dead. You know, but there's been a lot of testimonies of the Lord visiting a lot of these Muslim people. Hundreds of them. Visitation from the Lord, the man in white. They said, the man in white, he healed me. His name's Jesus. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. And then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. They don't have to. They're already condemned. Hello. False prophets and teachers in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, please. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Amen. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking into craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Now listen, veiled. You know any religion that wears veils? Yeah. They're veiled, aren't they? Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. Amen? Now, again, the veil on the mind and on the Muslim veils. They wear veils. You know, when my wife and I were in Israel, and we went to go, we were at the dome and so forth. And the dome has two sections. And on the one side, there's the Wailing Wall. And man, there's doves everywhere. And I got to go, because I knew somebody there, one of the priests there. I got to go in there and go in the back with all, and they had these, all these huge scrolls and stuff like that. And then when I went on the Muslim side, because I wanted to walk around the cube, or whatever that was, the dome there, not the cube, the dome, and call destructive fire down on it, you know. And while I was walking around, there was this Muslim woman. Oh, you couldn't see anything. She was all in black. She was in her Gothic. She was veiled. And she had a son next to him who had a plastic rifle. And every time we walked by, she said, "Shoot them." So he would just aim at us and shoot. What a way to be raised, huh? But that's how they're raised. They're raised to hate everybody and to kill anyone that's not willing to follow their belief system. That's not my God. That ain't love. That's hatred and evil. And to force someone to believe something or you're going to kill them? The heck is that? Does anybody get it? Amen? So they are our veil. Matthew 27. Muslim veils. Why? Because they're cursed. It's the curse of Ishmael. Brought down the family line. I could go on and on and on, all kinds of stuff. Verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit while he was on the cross. And then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks were split, And the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised from the dead. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Can you imagine that? Grandma, grandpa, who were believers. Man, you're back! People that lost their families. I mean, what a sign and wonder, you know? But only those rose from the dead were from Jesus' ministry during that time. Not from the old patriarchs or anything like that. It was from his own ministry during the time that he ministered to. But what happened? The veil ripped. In the what? Temple. Are you the temple now? And the veil's been removed, hasn't it? Amen. We're not veiled. They tried to veil us, didn't they, when they started this mask stuff. They were turning everybody into Muslims. Come on, think about it. They were promoting their belief system on every human being in the world. And many believers fell to it. And many of them are dead. But that's all you need to do is repent. Forgive. Because it is one of the markers of the beast. They're not going to mask us again, are they? They're going to attempt to. They're going to start something. You know, there's got to be a false flag or something. But a lot of people are awakening up now. Although I still know a lot of people that are still asleep, man. You know why? They still rely on their bank accounts. They still believe Obama is a really good president. They still believe that everything's going wonderful. They don't realize banks are closing. Don't realize that the BRICS nations are about to crush United States in their economy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 10, please. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Why? He was covenant. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But you must continue. But evil men and imposters will what? Grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Is that happening? Man, look at the media. Although some of them are slightly waking up because they have no choice. They're looking like idiots now. And not only that, they know they've been saying, you know, when Trump gets in office, we're going to be persecuted for treason. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So you better whistle blow all you can right now, there are journalists, before you hang. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecutions, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of knowing from whom you learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. All Scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction and for instruction in righteousness, that men and women of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Oh, yeah. Curse of Ishmael. You know, there was a curse of Cain, too, when Cain and Abel. Glory. Then he had, what is it, Jacob and Isaac? Or Jacob and Esau, I'm sorry. Jacob and Esau. One carried the promised seed and one didn't. First John chapter 4, verse 1, let's speak it. Beloved, don't believe every spirit or every individual, but test them. whether they're of God or not, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. How are you going to know them? By their desires. Fruits are desires. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. But this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Wow. Revelation 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven or in God's presence anymore. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who does what? Deceives the whole world. Is he still doing it? You betcha. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. That's why you need to ask them, do you believe Jesus is the Christ? Amen. That's all you need to do. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe, W-O-E, without eternity, to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? Short time. I'm going to close at Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, says the Lord, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs. Now, dogs are demonized individuals. And sorcerers, and sexual immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. Just think of how many people are being killed because of a lie. Beheaded, murdered, raped because of a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Why? Because the bride's home already. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that were written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away their part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. I am coming quickly. He who testifies to these things, surely I am coming quickly, says the Amen. Oh, snap. Are you ready for things to happen? So we know that the Antichrist is Muslim. Amen. He will come from that era. Because he's an Antichrist. And anyone that does not believe that Jesus is the Christ is Antichrist. I don't care how many churches they go to. I don't care how much money they donate. I don't care what they do. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, you're Antichrist. Amen? Praise God. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. You have prepared us for what's coming. And we need you, Lord. We need you in everything. So, Lord, protect the seed that's been imparted. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And position us that with eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to follow the truth in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.